Yeah, of course, we gotta talk about Pharmacy, the new album, or like, it's actually 2 months old. How did, like, in time, how did your perception of the album change? Are you still, like, very excited and like, oh, it's a very new thing, or...
Good question. Well, when we first finished it, I didn't even know if I liked it, really. And it was like that with the last record. I guess I've come to accept it. It'll probably be like that for the next one. You're just so unsure about it and kind of like couldn't tell if we had a good record or you know, you get so lost while making it that when it's finally done, you know, I could listen to it now and still point out things that I wish we could change or do differently. But I mean, as time's gone on, for myself, I'm definitely way more comfortable and happy with it. And I think people seem to have liked it, so, which was another thing we were... While writing it, we didn't really have that consideration because we didn't, you know, you don't write a record thinking, oh, will people like this or not? You just kind of write the record. But then after it's done, we were kind of thinking, well, is this a bit weird? Is it kind of going to, people that might have liked the previous record, are they just going to be like, this is rubbish? But yeah, I think it's been all right.
Yeah, so. That's the point. You can't really tell if people are going to like it or not while doing it. But how was the writing process? Or did it just... Because it's a very emotional album. And usually you think like emotions, they come off like spontaneously. Was it like a very spontaneous album that you said, okay, there's something I have to vent out and I'm just going to let it out and here it is? Or was it a lot of thinking, considering?
Yeah, it definitely wasn't spontaneous. I mean, part of the reason it took us so long to get one out is because, you know, it just took ages. Took ages to write the songs. And yeah, it definitely wasn't spontaneous. It was quite like thought out in terms of how to construct it. And, you know, the songs go together. They're not just sort of separate songs on the album. Like if anyone takes time and reads the lyrics and stuff, they will fit. And you can't really do that spontaneously. It has to be planned. So it was a very planned record. Yeah.
How is it to play it live with all the emotions? Are you going through all the emotions again and again by playing it live? Or do you have like a certain distance?
Yeah, there's enough distance that that's not a problem. Like, I don't really struggle with doing that.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why, but they're, I find it quite easy to have that, I don't know, barrier in between.
Yeah.
In between, yeah. I mean, that's not to say that you kind of fake playing when you're playing it, but it's just, I don't know. I mean, everyone can think of stuff in their lives that is probably horrible without actually feeling like they're experiencing it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's no different, yeah.
It's not like a show of you is like a group therapy thing.
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Everybody focused on the emotional topics or the emotional side of your music. But what about the sound? Like, did you... It kind of developed from, you know, the last album till now. They're not as much as the group chantings, and it's not as...
Like, yeah,
heavy or easy? Did you change it on purpose or did it just happen?
Yeah, we changed that on purpose as well. I think even after we did the previous record, we kind of knew that we were going to do something a bit weirder and a bit atmospheric and darker. Not for any particular reason, just because we wanted to do something more in that style. So that didn't come about through writing it. I mean, some of the weirder stuff, like the weird sounds and effects, that sort of came about just by sitting in the studio and messing around with a load of stuff. But the kind of general tone of the record was intentional. You know, we wanted to do something a bit weirder, a bit darker sounding.
Okay, yeah. And did you like experiment with sound effects or?
Not really. Just we got loads of guitar effects pedals. So we just played with those, basically. So pretty much everything you hear, apart from, like, piano, and there's a bit of church organ on there, but apart from that, it's all guitars, but they're just going, you know, through different weird effects and stuff.
Okay, you said there's a little bit of church... What church did you say?
A church that in the little village that I grew up in.
We went
back there and got the keys to the church, and we set up a load of mics and recorded the church organ. It was pretty fun.
And they really allowed it. And how did you tell them? I'm a rock band and we want to record.
Well, I mean, it's only quite a small village.
Okay.
So it's where my parents live, and I just said to my dad, "Can you speak to whoever runs the, I don't know, has the keys for the church?" And so yeah, me and Simon, Joe couldn't come, but me and Simon, the guitarist, just went, stayed at my parents' house one night, and then the guy let us in, showed me quickly how to sort of, you know, like play. I mean, I can play like piano and stuff, but like, you know, just the different, because there's like 15 different kind of things you can push in and pull out. Just ran me through that and then left us to it, and we spent the day just playing a load of stuff. It was quite fun. And then we set up our amps in front of like the altar just for our own benefit, and like took some photos of like our gear just in front of the altar of this church.
So, but religion was not really a topic in your...
No.
Not even because
no,
of it.
I'm not religious. I'm just,
okay.
Yeah. I like churches a lot though. I've been to up Cologne Cathedral.
You went up the
I didn't go today, but I've been up there like, I don't know, 5 times or something. It's awesome. We went once a couple of years ago in winter, and when it was like snowing really heavily. And it was awesome because when you get to the top, there's no windows, there's snow, and everything just comes straight in. It was great.
Why do you make music? Because is it for you like a form of venting out stuff, or do you got like a social or political message?
We don't have a message. I've never wanted to have that in music, kind of have a message. I don't really know what the drive to do it is, because it's not like a therapeutic or cathartic thing either, which people quite often ask about. I don't know, it's more something like, it's almost just like an encompassing thing. It's what you do, do you know what I mean? It's kind of, I don't know, I don't have the words for it, but maybe because we don't have a message we're pushing or like a strong thing. It's like, it's more just sort of, these are the songs that explain us, or I don't know, it's like drinking beer. Why do you do
That's
it?
That's great.
You know, why do you do it?
But I was kind of happy that you addressed like mental issues. I felt it's maybe like a statement to say that there should be a greater openness in society for this kind of topics, and
people like a taboo something.
What?
It's kind of like a taboo topics like
it
that
kind
in
of
my
is,
opinion.
Yes.
At least
yes.
Here in Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's not the intention of the record or anything.
Okay.
Because it's too, like I said, there isn't that kind of overarching message or something. I mean, I agree that there should be more openness. And there is, you know, in the last couple of years that's definitely become a thing. It's not really the point of the record. The record's more just sort of my understanding of mental health, but it's not trying to say anything or like give direction to anyone, and I don't mind that because I don't.
Yeah,
it's art, and you can interpret whatever you want.
Exactly.
Are there any bands that influence you that are the complete opposite of you?
I mean, Boy Sets Fire a massive influence, and I don't. You know, musically, we're not. I mean, we're in the same ballpark, I guess. But I'm trying to think the complete opposite. Well, I like a lot of pop stuff, like Whitney and Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay.
And they don't necessarily influence the kind of. And they definitely don't influence the sort of lyrics and stuff, but the kind of hooks and having a chorus and, you know, our songs, even when they sound weird, they still kind of, a lot of the time, follow quite basic pop kind of, you know, like I'm a big fan of just like catchy choruses and stuff like that. And we kind of package it in a way that doesn't, maybe that's not obvious, but...
No, it's not, but I can see what you mean. I mean, it was clearer on the last album, but...
Definitely clearer on the last album, yeah. But it's still there. And maybe the next record will be quite poppy, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I mean, what are the questions you hear the most? I guess something that...
Yeah, the question's actually been really good today, because normally... We were actually laughing in the van, like the other guys were going like, this, like... Just shouting out questions. We always get asked, like, where's the band name from? I don't know, like, where's your favourite place to play? I don't know, just sort of generic ones that you kind of...
I'm never going to ask the band again what's the best place you've ever played, because they always say, oh yeah, this city.
I fucking love Germany. They're great.
Remember
in France, you say, oh, it's France. They're so nice people.
No, yeah. This is not me bullshitting you, though, but bands do love Germany. Like, they genuinely do love Germany. If you ask any like UK or even US bands, like... Germany's the main kind of place in Europe. Like, people just love bands in Germany. And because there's so many places to play in so many cities. And
Except like German
but
bands.
But my favorite city is Cologne.
Yes.
Because tonight we're in Cologne. But
oh, since I heard it yesterday, but I didn't have the chance to talk about it with anyone. Bob Dylan got the Nobel Prize. What do you think of that?
Really?
Yes. For his lyrics, and it was the first time someone got the Literature Nobel Prize for song lyrics.
I don't mind Bob Dylan, but no, I mean it seems that seems stupid to me.
Why that?
I don't know. I just think like so he got the Nobel Prize for Literature.
Yeah.
Nah, it doesn't sit with me. I don't know why. I just don't like. Yeah.
Do you have like particular lyrics of him in mind, or listen to him?
Yeah, not often. Like, I mean, obviously, I've like listened to Bob Dylan, but maybe it's just because I'm not a massive fan. I don't really care, but I don't know. It just seems like, is he deserving of the Nobel Prize because of his lyrics? It just seems crazy to me. Like,
yeah,
if Bob Dylan had written the exact same songs, all the same lyrics, but he wasn't like internationally famous,
yeah.
Would he win that prize? Because the lyrics would be the same. Yeah. Technically, the quality of literature, if you call it that, would be the same. But he wouldn't win the prize.
I mean, in literature, a Nobel Prize, I expect a high degree of intellectual lyrics or literature. Because, I don't know, that's what my impression is. But
a lot of words, variety, and like a good form of expression and like deep.
Well, I guess partly what they're looking at as well is the effect on society and like, you know.
Good point.
And I guess maybe you could say Bob Dylan does, but compared to some writers, I don't know if he would. I can't think who, but...
Okay, well, one last question. It's just actually because I'm curious and maybe the listeners are not that... I don't know. How are you connected with Architects?
I don't know them. I know the band.
Yeah.
But I don't know any of the members or anything.
Oh, okay.
How come?
They recently had like a big loss in I'm a huge fan and I'm so
It's crazy.
Afraid.
Like, was it 27, was he? 26 or 27?
Not even 30, no.
Crazy. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, I don't know enough about it. Like I said, I don't know any of the people, but... I mean, it just that I can't imagine where you kind of because they've done their tour. They're still doing their tour, which I think is awesome. Like
yes,
it's quite a good way of sort of not getting over it, but I don't know. I guess commemorating.
Yeah.
But it was a guitarist, right?
I think. Yes,
and his brother is the drummer.
Yes.
That must be so
Tom and Dan.
So brutal, kind of.
Yeah.
Just going on stage every night and playing these songs, and for however many years you look across and you see your brother playing, and I can't imagine what that's like.
Yeah, and no, I kind of thought of when I read about that Dan dropped out of the band, and then he was one of the main songwriters. That it kind of changes, and with Tom in Architects, it's kind of the same because everybody is wondering now: are they ever going to be the original Architects again? Because he was the main songwriter, and it's going to change.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. You know, they're obviously not comparable at all because. You know, I still see Dan. I don't know. I mean, I had those thoughts when Dan left. You know, how's it gonna be? I mean, that's part of the reason it took us so long to get back going again, because everything just sort of stops at that point. It crossed my mind a few times whether to just stop or carry on, but not for long, luckily. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So, I mean, you kind of he influenced you as well. So you kind of you can take over his way of making music, maybe. Or
I mean, we were always pretty much on the same page. Like,
okay,
so it wasn't kind of it didn't sort of change how we write songs massively because we always did that separately anyway. Yeah, I guess it meant that we could make probably a more focused record because you're coming from one perspective rather than splitting that between two people. But it did. It took us longer because I'm slow at writing songs. He's much quicker than I am. So,
thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
Very nice.
It has been. It's been fun.